For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Dr. Andrew Bernard is Paul Kearney Endowed Chair in Trauma Surgery at the University of Kentucky and Trauma Medical Director for UK Healthcare. Andrew, appreciate the opportunity to bring you back. And one of the things you and I discussed offline for a bit is trauma during the holiday period. And you had some wonderful points that I was hoping you could get across to our listeners.
Yeah, Greg, thanks. If I could put an appeal out to the listeners for the holidays in terms of safety, it would be to please respect those automobiles like the lethal weapons that they are. I love my job as a trauma surgeon, but I would love to see a fewer shattered lives here at the holidays. We think of firearms as being dangerous, and they are, but statistically speaking, automobiles are the most lethal weapon we have in Kentucky. The most common reasons folks are severely injured and killed in Kentucky is automobile crashes. So if I could just put out an appeal to listeners to keep it safe during the holidays, in particular, drive the speed limit and stay focused on the road. I don't think you would ever consider handling a loaded handgun in one hand and texting in the other. So I recommend the same sort of approach with regards to an automobile. When you're driving an automobile, put the phone down and avoid texting and talking on the phone.
You know, it makes perfect sense to me, Andrew. I mean, so much of your trauma and unfortunately the trauma that I see in my profession is due to projectiles hurtling at a rapid rate. And when we say that, most people think firearm, but firearms pale in obscurity compared to the number of hurtling 2-ton automobiles out there on our interstates and county roads. And that distracted driving is a huge problem that I deal with every day, that I know you deal with. And then I guess in addition to the distractions of cell phones and other devices, and I will tell on myself, I once was with my 21-year-old daughter driving, and my phone began to ring, and I began to reach for it. And she looked at me incredulously and said, "Really, Dad?" and shamed me into not doing the wrong thing. So I'm grateful to her for that. And I guess the other thing we have to talk about at the holidays as well, vis-a-vis driving, are intoxicants.
Absolutely. Absolutely. About half the patients admitted to our trauma center after a crash are intoxicated. So intoxication definitely increases your risk of injury, whether it's a roadway injury or some other injury. So all things in moderation, for sure.
Well, and I guess, too, Andrew, that distraction, one thing we talked about while walking over to the studio is people being in a rush as well. A bunch of us are going to be traveling over the holidays, and perhaps just a simple, you know what, I'll get there, even if it's 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour more slowly, I'll still get there. It may save a few lives.
Speed kills, no question. It shortens the amount of time that you have to respond if something goes wrong. It's just not worth the few minutes you may shave off of a 2 or 3 hour trip. It's just not worth it.
Well, Dr. Andrew Bernard, thank you again very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Greg.
For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.